So the pasuk says there's this whole story where Eshet Potiphar is attempting to seduce Yosef, and he comes into the house. And he runs out. Now the pasuk describes, she's saying the story over afterwards. Vahikir Shamoi, pasuk says, Ki hiri mercy curly back raw, but yazobi deretzli, but yanasobi yetzechusa. Okay. So the pasuk says earlier that that's what he did, and then she repeats again that's what he did. Vayonis vayetechus, he ran out. So the Zeferna says Vayonis pasuk yudeis Vayonis min a cheder pen yigover alav yitzahara. He ran out. He's concerned that possibly the yitzahara would overpower him and he would agree to her, even though he decided. He says to her, "How could I do this? Chatasi lalakim." He understood it was wrong. He was afraid the yitzahara would overpower him, and therefore he ran out. But v'yetzei chutzla, v'yerzei chutz min acheder yotzei le'itoi bilti tinua nisa. But once he moved out of the room, he slowed down. He wasn't running anymore. He was moving slowly. Shal yishalu ma'alucha kisanus. And he ran to b'cha. He did not want anybody to ask him, "What are you running from?" Because that would look strange. Why are you running? And that would have led to a whole conversation, which he did not want to go there. Okay, she just saw him leave the room, running. Yireya, she was scared. Shema osaka chutz lecheder. She was afraid that he continued doing this. So, it was Shalu, and they asked him the higgin, and he said the story. Therefore, immediately she responded by calling everybody and saying her version, because she assumed that Yosef already had given the other version outside. Particularly on Shem based on all the Zakhus, that's more.
Or she was afraid that he would try to tell the truth, so she tried to preempt him.
What?
She was afraid that he would tell the truth.
Right, exactly. Yes, she was afraid of, right. Amal Kasher Ross, so Shechuz Lecher Loi Rots, once she calls him in, Mezer Ro Gaman Shebeso. So in the pasuk Tezvav it says Vayonos Vayetzei Chutzah, just like it says by him. But Avlo Baalos Shloim Roa Davar Amra Vayonos Achutza LaHarsh Osa Tznuas Anisa Gam Bachutz Limolat Mian Shebeisa With LaAmet Inyan Hashekar Shalom. So he presents to the husband. She presents the story that he was running because he was scared of the people. So it's a totally different version, because he did something wrong, supposedly, and therefore he's running because he's scared of the people, etc. Okay, so just now in Yosef's thought process, so a person's situation, the person gets scared and they run. Once that's true, they're not necessarily going to have the presence of mind to make these calculations of to stop over here and start over here. So Yosef, when he was running, wasn't a running which was done due to lack of presence of mind. It was a conscious decision. I need to run out of here because it's not safe for me to be in here. And then the decision, once I'm out of the danger, I need a doctor to walk slowly in order not to create a whole discussion about this. I have no interest in implicating her either. I'd rather not get involved in the whole thing. All right. So he was doing this. It wasn't being overwhelmed and running. It was a conscious decision that he made. And he made this decision that, being in a situation which is dangerous, a person has to take steps to emerge himself from the situation. So the topic I want to talk about is the concept of siyogim. The Chazal introduced the concept of making protective fences around mitzvahs. There's a cute moshul, I guess it would call it. Cute, yeah. About this Amor, it's a Yid, this farmer, he lives somewhere out, so he comes into the swarm store, and he says he wants to buy the Urtza Tefillah Siddur. So Urtza Tefillah Siddur, if you've ever seen it,
2 volumes.
It's like it's 2 volumes with like tremendous amounts of Pirushim on it, etc. This fellow almost can't read Hebrew with the Urtza Tefillah Siddur. He says, I want the Urtza Tefillah Siddur. But I said, like, why? He says, listen, I've seen the Siddur in the shul. I notice there's a lot of pages until you get to davening. And my kids, you know, they play with my sitter. Every sitter that I have, they pull up, they rip out the pages. You rip one page, rip out the next page.
You're left.
And then there's no sitter left over here. The kids get ripped all they want. They'll still have a sitter left. I want the sitter, right? She says, the mile of the abundance, and says, you can be arvidisting. It's time you finish. You still haven't got close to the rices, you know, you haven't touched the rice again. So that's, you know, that's the simple understanding of the concept of a sayog, you know. Let's see, maybe we can see something a little more than that. Okay, so first of all, the concept of the sayog, so the next page is the Rambam. I think it's the Rambam.
Yep.
Yeah, it is. Okay. So this part was marked off, little pieces are marked off. The Rambam is Hagdama to the Ad Chazaki does it in the Hagdama to Mishnayos as well, but over here he introduces the Chachamim, the different parts of the authority of the Chachamim. So one of the things he says is Gam Yisbar Behem Devorim Shagot Chachamim and the Vim Shabachol Dor B'Dor Lasa Sayog L'Tar. I'm going to make a mention of all the things that the Chachamim instituted as a Sayog. K'mosh Shabbam Mimoshe Beferish. They were told by Moshe they're supposed to do that. They didn't just one day take that authority to themselves. They were told by Moshe they're supposed to do that. Shenemar Umishmatemis Mishmarti, and which means you should make a mishmeres, a sum mishmeres to mishmartoi. That which the Torah told us to refrain from, listen, we should be mishmer, we should be careful from. We're supposed to make a mishmeres, a protective element, to make sure that that doesn't happen. So there's a tzivri in the Torah. The Rambam learns that the Pastor Rambam learns that it's a din deraisa. This is drush in the Morning Yavamis. In Morning Yavamis, when it talks about the idea that the Shlomo Melech instituted what's called Shnias L'Rayah. So they have the Rayah, the actual women which are usher to marry. And the Shlomo Melech instituted other women which were similar enough. So if the Torah prohibits marrying a person's mother, the Shlomo Melech instituted this for marrying his mother's mother, his father's mother. There's no issue to the rights to marry a mother's mother or father's mother. But, you know, get in your mind that you don't marry mothers, etc. So the Mor says, where did he get this from? This pasuk, Mishmartem is Mishmarti, Yosu Mishmeres to Mishmeres. So Rambam is learning that's a din the Raisa. Moshe Ben was Mepharish, told them Mepharish. It's not an Asmachta Ba'alma. Some understand that the Rosh is an Asmachta. It's not Pshat in the pasuk. The Rambam is saying that's Pshat in the pasuk. This is Mepharish. They were told by Moshe Mepharish, they were commanded, they must do this. They don't have a choice in the matter. They're Mechuyim to create Mishmeres. So that's the interesting point in the Rambam.
Does it make the Shemira a deraisa, or only the tzivoy to make the mishmaros?
No, just Rama holds the chiyuv to listen to the chachamim is based on the sources. That's right, the deraisa. But this that would be a separate issue. Okay. Back to Rebbe Yonah. Next page is the Rebbe Yonah. I seem to be quoting him a lot. So again, I point out to you that the sefer Shari Tshuva, there's four Sharim. The first Shari talks about what are the elements of Tshuva. And he lists the 20 Ikrim, 20 main point parts to do Tshuva properly. The Rambam only lists three or four. The Rebbe Yonah has, you know, which the Rebbe Yonah says the primary ones are actually, he has three. But there's other ones which are important. The second Shari deals with motivations to do tshuva, and the third char deals with what you have to tshuva about, the various, no, but the way the third char works is he lists them in order of most lenient to the most chomer, but each one he points out, you think it's lenient, but really it's not lenient, it's really very important, you know, it's like, you know, so that's the goal of the and he makes a list of many, many different various, a person, the common issues that people not necessarily even think about sometimes that they're aware of. So the first section is the Rabbanans. Then he goes to Mitzvah Seh, then he goes to Mitzvah Lois Seh, which does not have any action involved. Lois Seh is which Mitzvah Glaseh, a full Lois Seh, and then etc. So it starts with the Rabbanans. Okay. I want you to understand that the Rabbanans are very important. Like he says that you have a key to listen to the Chacham, etc. I remember Rabbi said of Zion. But it's the bracha kitovim dedecha miyayin, the pasuk in the Shir Hashirim. So what does that mean? Chavim de reserfim yosim miyayin shel Torah. Dedecha, which is your friends, your beloved ones, referring to the chachamim, those are better than the yenishal Torah. Now, Menachem Sichem Lefarish Gamma, so we need to explain why is that true? Why would you look at the Rabbanim as being more valuable to Hashem than the Raisins? It doesn't seem to make sense to us. Yudera Teidam, Ki Yiras Hashem Yisera Mitzvahs. Shinemar, Bato Yisomo Hashem Lekecho Hashem Elokim, Yiras Hashem Lekecho. Okay? The purpose of the pasuk says clearly what the Russian wants from us, one thing and one thing only. He wants Yerushalayim. So it means that this is the primary element of what all the mitzvahs are about is Yira. We say Yiratz Hashem is Baruch Hashem, or Yiratz Hashem is Rayob. That's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu should be interested and desirous of his creations. He wants to be with them because they have Yira. But Tzikonot HaChomim, Gidreim, you say the Derech Yira. All the Rabbanans, especially the Gedorim, are the way to the path of Yira. Kiyasu Gedr, Rachoka, Pantiga, Yad, Adam, Be'isra, Terev. The purpose of them is something that I'm concerned about, I protect. And I don't want to mess up. So I want to stay as far away as possible. I want to protect myself from not damaging something. The field is valuable to him, so he puts a fence around it. He's afraid if he doesn't, people will go in with their animals and they'll step on it and they'll consume it, etc. So every getter derbonon is an expression of Yira. And Yira is the foundation of the whole Torah. So there you have it. And being careful is the expression of Yira. Therefore, and a person who's careful is always careful, gets tremendous reward. Because I'm Nizer, therefore the Eker, which the Bershom is going to give us the reward, will be tremendous. Okay, and Omru, Chavim Devei Sefer, Mendi Yesudin Eshel Torah. Therefore the Rabbanans, which they are the ones that were expressed Yira, are more valuable in a sense than the Derises. Ki Gidreim, because they were saying, Meikri HaYira, this is Yira, Umitzah Yira, Skar Harbor Kenega, Mitzah Rabbis, Ki Yosed Lehet. And Yira is much more important than many other Mitzahs. Value wise, it's the most important thing. He stays away from being yichud with a woman because he's concerned that maybe he'll do something improper there. Like the Chalmon said, that's indicative of the fact that he is Yirush Hashem, Yirush Shemayim. So, not doing the veiras, you know, because the veiras are veiras, but you know, being careful about it indicates an element of year. So that's the first step that he says. Now he says that the next page is actually the Renayana on the Mishnah Asiyus Yagol Torah, which is the first Mishnah in the Sefer in Pirkei Avos. So the Achikas Gedolah said three things: Hem Masudim Madin. You should judge gently, not in a rush. Take it with thought, with a lot of thought. Make sure that you have teacher talmidim and the Susia Glotaro. So why is it so important that the first mission of this, and that the Achas Gedolah have to give us a message? Susia Glotaro. Masagi Dover Galam Shubach. Asiyag is very variable. Las is Gedol the Mitzvahs the Vayuchal Kashal Behem. Hayori is the Var Hashem. Person who is Yir Shemayim is. Wants to be careful. There's an element of Yira in the protective fence more than the mitzvah itself. Doing the mitzvah does not indicate you have Yira. It's not as much of an indication of Yira. It's the person who's careful. I want to stay away and not make any mistakes. It doesn't work out. No, not the end of the world. I'd like to do it, and I'll do it. But, you know, it doesn't work out, not the end of the world. Liberates getter lechosh mitnei efes a year. Uparas getter yishkan anochish. Hinei kedibre chachamim heim yisaydus vilonus liyiras shemayim sheikar oelam yisad hamayla. Chol mitzvahs kulam paparo sela. Everything just leads to that, and that's shat the medrash chayim derisarim derbiyana shatara. So again, the Rabbi Yonah says this thought. I want to expand the thought a little bit, and talk about it in the positive context, and just that I want to expand this thought. I just want to take a look at a piece of Birukim, and then there's a piece from Huttner on this also.
Hirsch. It seems he's using Geder and Siag interchangeably. Aren't they
correct.
Something different?
In general, they're not. They're pretty much synonyms. Okay. So the piece from Meruchim is a separate page. I didn't put into the packet because I did everything in the packet printing from the computer, and this one, it's on the computer, but they won't let me print it. Copyright issues. So I had to go copy from the safer, which I forgot to put in the packet. Okay. So here Avram takes Eliezer and asks Eliezer the goats. Parshas Chayisor asks Eliezer to go to get a wife for Yitzchak, and he makes Eliezer swear. Mashiach HaBashem Lekei HaShemayim, I want you to swear. Now, why do you have to make him swear? Eliezer Eved Avram, he's called the Messiah Eliezer, because he was the main teacher and the disseminator of Avram's Torah. He was a Talmud Chacham, he was a person who knew everything that Avram had to say. He was the one who was teaching everybody else. Avram says, you know, listen, Eliezer, you're phenomenal Talmud Chacham. I've taught you everything. You're my biggest Talmud. You know everything, and you teach it. I trust you to teach it. But I don't trust you. Swear. Really? Esmo, isn't it a Pella? Okay. Avram was the Chazal, what the Ramban quotes before. They make shuas to overcome the Yetzirah. Avram gam ken alatzma lohoye samek b'lashua. Now, we find before by Stoim that the Melech Stoim offers Avram to take all of the property. He says, I raised my hand in a shvuah that I'm not going to take. He didn't want to take. But Avram made himself, he swore, I refuse to take. He didn't trust himself. He forced himself for sure about himself not to trust himself. We'll see later on that the Sil Sharim says that there, many times you'll find what the Torah wants you to do, the Torah will in one place do it for you, and you're supposed to pick up the message and then do it somewhere else. So, for example, the Gray, the Rav Mitzvah Bloch, the Shem Yikum Domay, so he said that this concept. He said, for example, Hiddur Mitzvah. So by Esrig, Hiddur Mitzvah is enshrined in Halacha. It's Chiyuvim. It has to be Mahudr. Without being Mahudr, many times it's possible. So that gives us a dogma of how you're supposed to approach mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs, the Torah does not command you. Hiddur is intrinsic in the mitzvah. But you have to understand, you're supposed to apply the concept of Hiddur to there. Right, so the Torah by Nozer, this is you're drinking wine. Well, don't go near a Kerem, and you can't eat grapes, and you can't that's not the Yisr. Those are all Siyagim. So the Mesil Sashorim in Perkei Aleph says the Torah gave you a dogma of what you're supposed to do, and then you're supposed to then use that everywhere else and figure it out yourself. Now, Yisrael Shal Gedorim Hu Yisrachim Ever Richo Kach Richo. The idea is stay far away. Kama Eish Ba'eris. So there's this inferno of a house caught on fire, and there's inferno burning. So people will step far away. Well, because maybe, you never know, the wind will blow. There's a fire there. Go as close as you can, go, right? Most of them say, let's go as close as we can. You have a few, like, Meshuggah kids, right? You don't do that. But the average intelligent person stays as far away as possible. Why? He goes as far as possible. It's not getting near you. The Russian by our nature, we stay away. If there's gunpowder around, you don't get anything too hot. because it catch on fire. He says, "Umas arlam enam avinim iser yichud." Like, what's wrong with being with a woman, you know, b'yichud? Says, what does that really tell me? It tells me they sheinam mefachin kolkach im yaber levera, because if we do the levera, no. Because Yitaka would really be overwhelmed by the horrible result of doing the Veira, you wouldn't want to be in a situation which might lead to it. You'd run in the other direction. A person who has fear of the Veira, the same level that he has from a fire, it's not so dangerous. If you look at a mirror like it's a piece of fire, he possibly would be in a state of fear. So that's why Chama made Isra Yichud. They recognize that. So, okay. We're not making our shluchim swear. The Rambam is making shliach swear. The Rambam, you know, it's a very important issue. I need to make sure that Yitzchak is married up properly. It's very important to me. So I'm going to make you swear. So the Rambam who behaved, but the Nachla ain't on cloud tzarach lashpia. What do you swear? I trust you. I don't trust you. Some of them are deeper ba'alma. Right, you know, it's embarrassing to say I don't trust you. I make you swear. A Romano says there's evidence. I don't trust you. You know, because the point is, the issue over here is significant enough. I'm not taking any chances. Dafka Ovis Kedoshim Hemem Shishbiu Mishum Shem Yoduk Mazem Mashana Bidiburoi Viskona Gdolat Shish Bezem Oid Moid Pachtu Vyor Bidibur Shena Amiti Ken Osa Gdor Mas Yagim Shuas Al Shuas. The reason why we don't swear is because we don't, you know, see your promise, you don't do it, no, not the end of the world. By them, it's like, hey, a horrible thing. You know, I have to make sure that's not going to happen. I can't take any chances. That's what he suggests. So I think that fits into the point of what the Rebbe Yonah is saying, that if we take a siyog seriously, what we're saying is this is very, very valuable. And I don't want to take chances on it. I would imagine, you know, to move into the world to something we could relate to, a person bought a lottery ticket. He found out that he won. And it's a $500 million. He wouldn't keep it in his pocket, you know, with his other papers. When he pulls it, you know, it falls down. You don't have a chance on it anymore, right? He'd run to a safe deposit box, you know, and he would check his pocket 17 times on the way there. They still have it, they still have it, they still have it, because, you know, it's very, very valuable. You don't take any chances with it. So something which is very valuable that we don't take any chances with. So we relate to that, right? So fire is a pocket. Our lives are valuable to us, so we don't take any chances with it. So that indicates the importance to me. There's a fascinating Sosemis, which is the flip side of this idea. Sosemis says that you know, but you go, if you, every time I see a shtibel, you know, the real chassidim, right? So brachas, you know, Kabbonis, Sukkot Zimra, Kriya Shema Shon Esrei. It gets faster and faster and faster as you go along. You ever see that? Yeah?
Yeah, so that's
what? Okay. So Sosema said that Yisabel Chassidim is that the Hachana, you put a lot of effort into the Hachana, and that's the mitzvah you do more quickly. He said, why? Because you never do the mitzvah perfectly anyway. You're never going to write anything. Don't worry about it. But Hachana is much more valuable than the mitzvah itself. Because the chana shows that the fact that it's important to you. And the hachana, the desire to do the mitzvah properly, that you can do. So the hachana is the expression of the desire to do the mitzvah properly. And therefore I'm willing to make hachanas. So I'll go to the mikveh. You go to square for Shabbos. It says, the square for Shabbos, before Shacharis, Shabbos morning, they say tillim. How much tillim? Tillim. The whole thing. From the first kapitel to the last kapitel. Chana for davening. It takes them 2 hours. Right? But, you know, you can just start davening. You have to prepare yourself for davening. Right? Right? The reason why Chassidim daven late wasn't, you know, people think of the original Chassidim, they daven late was because they used to get up early and be meichin. They would, you know, clean themselves out. They should be properly clean. They would dress themselves properly, and they would think, they would be mispardon, and they would, you know, they would prepare themselves for davening. Because you just straight into the davening. So the hakana was a tremendous expression of, you don't walk into something which is valuable just like this. You prepare. You think about how you want to do it. You know, there's a tremendous amount of preparation. So it's the positive expression of this element, and that's the Ava element. There's the year element, there's the Ava element. I want to get this right, so I'm going to prepare as much as I can. It's important to me. So that'd be the flip side of that. The next piece is a piece from Rav Huttner, based on this Rabbeinu Yonah in Shara Tshuva, and I'm not sure I want to do all of it inside. It's absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. And his point he wants to point out over here is that we understand that when you do a Drabonon as a protective measure for the Daraisa, that indicates that you want to get it right. You don't want to do an Avera, so you protect yourself. Okay, that's one layer, but you could really say it in a much more positive way. Their purpose is to protect you from doing the avera. Basically, really, they're there to prevent, make sure you stay away from things which are bad. Right? So it's not a seitoiv. You're not doing anything. You're just staying away. Right? Did you do anything today? I stayed away. Mm-hmm. Right? You know, that's all I've done so far. However, el mishtoich shidibre sarv nikra mishmeres below shana shel tera v'chol atzim loy nifkan la mikra de mishmeres to mishmishrati asu mishmeres to mishmeres rei kol inyonim mishtoich mishmeres toich and chodesh shel chelik havoyder ba seitoiv. The Torah uses it in a language of do something, make a mishmeres. Right? So he wants to say the following. So Rama says, you know, there's a mitzvah to say. Rama learns that there's a mitzvah to say. The Mishnah says in Masechtas Talmid that the Kehanim would, there were 24 places around the Mikdash where there were Sharmer. The Rama says that the purpose of Sharmer was not to protect the Mikdash. The Baruch Hashem could take good care of himself. What was the purpose? Shinisporsham Shaindam if they she sham pacham and they are listing Kadama. El Shon on Eno Daimon the Palton Shomelach. She shalov Sherman, the Palton Shomelach, she love Sherman. The Buckingham Palace, the guards over there, they really do anything. Right? But there's a certain kavod, there's a certain expression of cheshivas by the fact that there's a guard there. So the Rambam said that's why there's Sherman around the Mikdash. Because the Sharmim are a way to say how valuable the Mikdash is. Okay? V'im Beis HaMikdash hu Palton Shel Melech. The Beis HaMikdash is Hashem's palace. Where Kol Yusuf Shel HaTorah Bavadi the Palton Shel Melech. So the Torah is mamish the place where the Bereshim dwells. Kodesh Shel Palton Shel Melech v'chayim sh'iyo lov Sharmim. So the king's palace requires guards. That's the Mishmeres of the Chachamim. Make sure you don't do an avera. It's a way to express how much you appreciate the Torah. Is it kabbalistic? It's like mamash kabbalistic. No, it's beautiful. You're expressing kavod. That this is something of value. It's something important, and that I want to guard it. When a person doesn't do a getter, it's not only that you might do the Avera. El Shemashis was a clear shorish al kavod atara. You've created there was a vessel of giving kavod, and you've destroyed that. Because there you've destroyed the element of the kavod which that you should give into the Torah. Now what he says on the next page is there's a fascinating thought that the nature of learning from something and you need kavod to learn from something. You need respect. What is the word kavod? Where is the root of the word kavod? So Hirsch says the word kavod is related to the idea of kavod, of weight, gravitas, weighty. We have all these words like, you know, something's important as gravitas and it's weighty. You know, we use the word kavod, it's heavy, right? He says a fascinating thing. Like, let's go back to my physicist over here will correct me, if I remember my physics correctly, there's a difference between mass and weight. Mass is the item which is there, and the weight is the act of gravity on the mass. So therefore, you take the same mass and you put it on the moon, it's going to be much lighter, right? So kavod is not representing the mass, it's representing the act of gravity on the mass. Right. So there's the item which is here, and if I deal with it with gravitas, the item has a certain chashivas to it. Right. So the word kavod is I'm saying I see you, and I recognize the value that you have. It's the act of the weightiness on the item. He says, you cannot learn from something if you don't see the weightiness which is there. You don't see the chashivas which is there. I'm not going to take your lessons if I think you're a nobody. I find out you're a chalam chashu. Oh, I want to hear what you have to say. So the vehicle which allows us to absorb the words of Torah and the mitzvahs of the Torah and appreciate them is the siyagah of the chachamim. So that's what gives us the kavod. That's what says this is valuable.
When he's involved in staying away from something which might take away from his advancement in ruchnius,
that allows me to, as I have that attitude, I'm absorbing the lessons and the message of that item. So, if I'm careful about Yonam Arayis, right, at that moment, I'm learning the lesson of the Arayis of the Torah, because I'm saying it's something important. So, I'm giving it kavod. At that moment, I'm able to absorb the lesson of what it means to chashivas of being careful in these Yonam. Of what, so, it happens. It's not just staying away. That's what allows me to absorb the lesson and the kedusha of the mitzvah is the care which that I handle it with.
The difference in things you do, not to lose, the things you do to profit.
When it comes over here, the things that I do to make sure that it's not damaged are the same things which allow me to actually get the benefit, get the profit. Okay? Next noise. Erez adugmas inyam abushim, shafal bisham, ikar al-lubo al-abosh al-kadeh la-hagen al-guf al-tzniyah. Right? The purpose of clothing to protect you from the cold, the heat, items which could scratch you, etc. Like tzniyah to create tzniyas. Komokam nasim is that money to mechabdusa. Chazal used, referred to clothing is mechabdusa. They give covet. And I'm sure you saw the covet of Tiferes Nimsa Bebegodim, Machrias, you saw the Shmira of Agon HaShabam. And we refer to them not as their meginim and not as their shamrim, we refer to them as their mechabdim. Okay. The Chazal say you lost your kavod. So it's a fascinating thought.
I it's much easier to take somebody seriously when he's dressed in a very mechubadik way than when he's not. Begonim give kavod. They are a way to give value to the item which is there. Now, the Chazal said that's the primary function of a beggar. Even though it has functions of protecting you from damage, the same way, well, why are we protecting you from damage? Because you're something of value. So you're mechubin. So therefore, okay, it comes out that the siyogim and the gedorim are what gives kavod and value to the Torah, allows you to absorb the Torah. So that's why it's more important than the Torah itself, because that's the kli to absorb the Torah with. Absolutely gorgeous. I can tell you it's absolutely gorgeous. I'm going to skip the Rabbeinu Yonah, the next piece of Rabbeinu Yonah. It's a beautiful piece, but there's a piece of Meshach Chacham over here, which is, I can tell you, it's like, wow. His thought process is, wow. His name is Bernard Yerub. He Mitzrayim, the Shacham Mehem Gufi Ater. Shagoy Bekarav Goy. Now, in Mitzrayim, they were not doing mitzvahs of the Torah, they were not doing. Hello, David Azar, hello, David Azar. Chazal said that the Klai Yisrael was over David Azar. If they had Bris Mila, they stopped keeping Bris Mila. Roshim commanded Avram the Mila, they had a mitzvah of a Kodesh Baruch Hu to do Mila, they didn't do it. But Azar was an Eser for B'nai Noach, they weren't even doing that. Right? But Siyagim, Gedorim, Shomer B'Yisrin Gadol, Kam Shomer Mechilta, Shlashin Shmom, Lashin Shlashonim, Shlagilim Mistorin. They kept a distinct clothing, names, language. They didn't share secrets with other people. The secrets of, you know, amongst the Jews, they didn't share. They kept their ability to maintain themselves. Something he says that Meshacham. That was the siyagim. Those are the gedorim which define Klai Yisrael. They kept a distance. They made a fence between us and the goyim. The ikur dinei Torah they didn't keep. But the gedorim they kept. Okay? Loi came up Golas Bavel. When the Kais went to Bavel, they didn't do a veris, per se. They were over the siyogim. The Pasuk says in Ezra that they spoke, that there was Jews who did not speak Hebrew anymore. They didn't understand Hebrew anymore. They started speaking the other languages. In Mitzrayim, Loshina, Loshina. In Bobel, they changed it. They changed their language. Shirashmom, they changed their names. Vizchadnu, Ibn Goyarz, and they intermarried. Kamoshenemer Esu. So, what did they get when they left Mitzrayim? They got Torah, they got Eretz Yisrael, etc. They got it when they left Bobel. They came back to Eretz Yisrael in a very, very, very minimal way. The amount of Eretz which they were able to recoup and recapture was about a third of the original land of Eretz Yisrael. What maintains us to being distinct is the ability to have siyagim gedorim. We stay away from things. It's talked about two havaras, two coming in. And therefore, and we, the Torah equates the two. So the Mora says, they had an ace when they went in from with Moshe. Betzim, they went in with Yeshua, with, you know, Nisim, and, you know, splitting the Yardane and, you know, capturing walls. The same could happen with Bnei Ezra also. Ela Shagar Mechet. Which Chet? Sha'ovru HaGedor Masayogim. They didn't keep the Gedor Masayogim, but keeping the fences, making us distinct. Because the Tiger Muslim came. Let's skip all of that. Well, Cain. Down about five lines up for the end of the column. Omral Yuches Dover. The Mor says that they made certain Siyogim pass. That's when they asked to pass, and they asked different wine of the Goyim, etc.
When was this?
Yuches Dover was the times of Shammai and Hillel.
The Morris says, Eliyo and Yochel Levatlan. Eliyo cannot be Mavatlan Yuches Dover. So what's the Morris saying? So these are the things which made this Klai so distinct from the Umas Olam. Pirshin and Chitza Seyogim, Mechrochim the Uma, Ad Ki Afim Yovo HaMavasar Al Mashiach. Mashiach is around the corner. You know, we don't need that anymore. No. Can't kill Yavatla. We still need it. Im Loi Kishiyavim Mashiach. When Mashiach himself comes, the goyim will be changed in a different relationship to Klal Yisrael. Then you won't need him anymore. Because the goyim himself will relate to Klal Yisrael in a different way. We're the masters and they're the avod. But till then, Rashi Shem Yisbarach Masha Yiyah B'Ritzayin. Fine. So therefore, but till that point, even when Mamash the Mavasar is here, we still need these protective measures. So Elio cannot be Mavato this or Pasach. Elio cannot be Mavato this or Yeinach. Elio cannot be Mavato this or. So it's a fascinating thing by the Hasidim. You know, somebody else has, you know, says, Hasidim doesn't make any sense. Yoshin, which is Shalom of the Issa Deraisa, right? Chodesh and Yoshin is a Shalom of the Issa Deraisa. The Torah says you can't eat from the new grain until after the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, of Tezai Nissen, I mean the Korban Arba, you can't eat from the new grain. It doesn't apply in Chutz Loretz, so it's Machlokes and Gemara. All of the Pesachim Paskin that applies in Chutz Loretz, except for the Bach. The Bach Paskin doesn't apply in Chutz Loretz. Chassidim are not Machban and Yashim. It's the rice, not Machban and Yashim. Chol of Yisrael, this is the Rabbanu, Uy Vei, Chas HaShol. Right? What's the answer? Because Chol of Yisrael is a Siyog, and again, that's what keeps us going in Golas. Wow. Right? That's why they wear special clothing. This Nakuda of the being separating and making Siyogim and Gedorim, that you don't... What?
Together.
Okay, now...
Maybe the Derisa is going to be Deucha the Rabbanan if there is ever.
What?
I mean, Derisa is always going to be Deucha the Rabbanan though.
Well, that's what you're saying. But on the other hand, keeping them, even Divrei Sermon, you're saying Yenoshal Torah. Now, go to the next page. So he says a Drushi shot over here, the end of the first paragraph on the page, on the right column. Zebir Memorim, Menayo Yedem Moshe Shahu Yoim. Moshe was in Shemayim, it says it was there for 40 days, 40 nights. How do you know when day, when night was? You don't really see it in Shemayim, what day was night. Shashu Yoim and Terah Shabiksav, Hoy Yedea Shu Yoim. Shashu Yoim and Terah Shabapel, Hoy Yedea Shu Laila. Says, what's the drush? The drush over here. Shabalila shu techagolis ikar atara shabalpeh, which means the siyagam agadorim heman the chutz in the kiyam adas. When you're in the line of golis, you better make sure you have your gadorim and siyagam going. Lachain here ba atara b'siyagam gabi pesach b'chametz b'vayiroa. All these different isurim they shall appear gadorim and siyagam nigalu. That was the whole source of geula. So pesach, which represents the chag of geula, there's so many. The Torah gave chiyubim of shmirah. Of the Gedarim and Siyagim. The Harz Noshan Shaloi Tetsum Ishmael has a Bayside Breaker, Chom Yibit Nigdar Makusha Lumosa, and Siyagim and Gedarim. Don't leave Pesabesa, don't leave. In a drush, homiletical sense, don't leave the bias. Don't move out of being surrounded with Klaius. She calls Manchel Yea, or Lakim Mufia, Love Galil and Kol, Sakara Gedel Shal Yitzar Ben Umas, we of the Kim. Right, at Boker till the light of the morning when Kadosh Baruch Hu is Megal himself, we need to stay well protected in the Jewish home. Okay. Then he's first voice, he says, Skala Guloy Lashal Yisafan, is there Ani Hashem Lashanisi? Shatam and Ibarachim, Magzeris Hukane Shatam and Esau Lachalisim, you shouldn't end. Shayzar Ben Abdichom and Viskar Malayim. But the Mamevo Sechem, Sartam Ichukai Veloshimartem. The Russian next pasuk says he complains, but you're not doing that. That's a fascinating thought process comparing Golus Mitzrayim and Golus Bavel, and the results of that, and the importance of, you know, what Klai Yisrael was focusing on in Golos Mitzrayim. They were the Mamre Gavri Yisrael Deraisa. They had a Chiyah Mila, they had an Yisrael Zorah, and they still were Nigel because they kept the Siyagim and the Gedor. I would do one more pieces over here. So this is talking about that the, you know, Chazal made Siyagim and Gedor. What about the person himself? So the Mishnah says, since the Derech Chaim and the Mishle, Mishle, both say a fascinating thing. So the Mishnah says, Kol Shiyas Chetoi Yukarem Chamoshel Chamoshel Miskiyev. Yiras Chetoi goes before Chachmoshel. So the morale has a problem in the language of the Mishnah. Translate Yiras Chetoi.
Yiras Chaim.
No. Yeah, well, Yiras Chetoi, full sentence.
That it's fear of his chait.
The fear of his chait. Well, how would you say fear of chait? Yiras Shel Chait. His fear of chait. We're talking about a person who has he's careful not to do aveiras. So he has yira from chait. Yiras chait means his aveira. What's his aveira? What does it mean his aveira? So that's the morale. Masha mer yiras chait. V'lo eno chaite. V'omer chaitoi. V'amalei lomer kol she yiras chait. Mina chait. K'dem is the ma'isa. So we're talking about a person who does do Aveiras, and he has his Aveira, and what are we saying? Vein Zekusha. Ki kol adam mukhan l'chait. Each person has chait. Ki nefsi v'el d'mein tzad b'or she yachta v'liyachta. V'amr kol she yirasoi yiras chaitoi, shu mukhan loi. He has an Aveira which he's like, that's his nature. He's drawn towards certain issues. Reuven is drawn towards these type of issues. He has anger problems and temper and chaos and damaging and mazik and cursing. That's his problem. Shimon is drawn to taiva issues, right? Shumuchan loy hayira min achet shumuchan elov kedemus lemaisa. What the Mishnah is saying is not that you have yira from chet, that you recognize who you are, what issues you have, and if you address those personal issues that you have and you're scared about that, you address that personally, that's when your chachma will be miskai. Now the Goyin says it even more stark. Halach b'yashroi, a person goes in his yashur, yirei Hashem. Nolois drachav b'zeyu. And a person who is mavaza his path is mavaza the mitzvahs of the Torah. Halach b'yashroi yirei Hashem. That's the Goyin. Each person is going in his path that he needs. People are not the same. He's drawn to certain averas, which is his nature. He has to make his own gedorim for that. The other person doesn't need that shmira. His chavera has a different issue, which he needs to address. He goes in what's the proper path for him. Even people can say, that's strange. I give you a mashal. I was once. I don't like women touching me. You know. So you know, when I go to the dentist, I want a male hygienist. I'm comfortable having women touch me. So I went to this, in Cleveland, I went to a dentist, and I told him, you know, from guy, you know, I would like to have a male hygienist. He says, I understand, the machine revives the Goldsman comes in and lets, you know, the female hygienist. I said, you know, seems like, why you're from the machine revives. Well, they said, no, actually I'm Friar. And him, it doesn't bother. Me, it bothers. He doesn't need that getter. I need that getter. I'm not saying there's anything unlawfully wrong. Having a woman in that pregnant, I don't know. I'm not comfortable in that situation. I don't think it's good for my kedusha. He's better in his kedusha. It doesn't bother him. But he thought, what's your problem? So I needed it. It's my derech. He thought it was wrong. He thought it was improper what I'm doing. He didn't. Maybe for him, that's not an issue. Can you the ma? They don't know what my shoots are. They don't know what my needs are. So even though people look at it as askance, if I realize, listen, I don't care what you think, if I need this to serve Hashem properly, my year of Shemaim is Mechayim, I have to do it. That's the true one who has Yira Shemayim. I mean, people are going to make fun of you and think you're crazy and you're frumped and you're meshugan and all thing. But it's like, I'm going to decide what's proper and not proper vis-a-vis Hashem because of what people think. And it shows you really care about the Kodesh Baruch Hu, not about people. That's Yira Shemayim. But however, when Lois Drachah Bazeu, Amisha Ma'akim Drachah, he doesn't go in his path, which he needs. He wants to look good in the people's eyes. Make him look like what they think is right. For him, it's not good. You're basically ignoring Kodesh Baruch Hu, or what you need for Kodesh Baruch Hu, because you care what people think about you. So now, what do you think your relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is at that point in time? And that's what they call Bezeh, you're being Mavaza, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Pashim, you're Mavaza, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Bezeh, you're being Mavaza, him, referring to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what the Goyen learns Pshat in the Pasuk of Mishnah. Awesome Pshat.
Say it again for me.
He's saying that, so here I have a person that I have a major problem with, I don't know, let's say, stealing. I'm very loose with people's money. So I go to the nth degree, the other direction, not to take anything. To protect myself, I shouldn't be nikshul. I don't need nikshul, right? So, you know, I'm in the office, and, somebody says, it's his pencil. I can't use it. He's like, sugar, you use the pencil. Nobody cares about a pencil. Use a pencil. No. Just use a pencil already. So I give in. What just happened over here? I know that for me, that's very important for me to keep me on the line that I shouldn't be doing something wrong. And if I use a pencil, then tomorrow, the next time I take $1,000 from somebody. I don't know. I can't deal with this thing. But since it's uncomfortable what people think about me, so I say, listen, Rosh, I know you hold us a problem. I know I need to do this to protect me because of your mitzvahs. But since I'm embarrassed, other people, I'm going to listen to them instead. So Rosh says, Shkoyach. So where's your Shemayim? You're being Mavaz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is at the going. That's what the Pasuk is saying. But a person who said, listen, I don't care what you think about me. You don't understand who I am. You don't understand what my needs are. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu does. I know that my relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, his mitzvah, I must do this. I understand myself and I know what my needs are. I mean, again, I have to be honest, right? But if it's true, so then that's true Yir Shemayim. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is on the pedestal and that's what you care about. It's a beautiful piece of the Goyim.
What if someone's compulsive by nature? And so then they create a need that's maybe not good for them.
That's not Yir Shemayim. He needs therapy. I'm saying, but again, assuming a person is, again, there's the fact that each person has something which he's inclined to and it's difficult for him, that's normal at the garden. That is how Rebbe Hashem made us. I mean, in the Yom Kiddush, I deal with different people, I deal with people getting married, and you'll have, one range of extremes to the other range of extremes about the people grappling with Kiddusha issues. People are different. People are different when it comes to, some people will never say Sheker. Right? It comes easy to them. Some people, you can't get a paragraph out of the guy without something which is not true. Right? It's just the way he is. Some people have a caste issue. And some of the most placid people you'll ever meet. They didn't work on themselves. They come like that. Right? Russia made each person different. So, and the person who's placid, his problem is that he doesn't have enough, he doesn't have enough empathy with other people. He just doesn't get nothing riles him. So this poor person over here is like falling apart. I feel bad for you. Another person who was a very passionate person, he's with him all the way. Problem is, he flies off the handle all the time. Everybody has mild concerns. So I need to work on, to find a way to act properly. If I have a problem with being passionate, so I have to train myself to talk quietly. Right? I had a chaver in yeshiva who spoke quietly. I could not hear him during Seder in Beis Medrash because there was a few hundred people sitting in Beis Medrash. I couldn't hear him. I'm like, can you please hear what you said? It's driving me crazy. I said, what? I was like, can you speak louder? He says, I have a temper problem.
And I recall myself, I never raise my voice. Anytime. This way I will not ever raise my voice in a situation of temper. Okay. That, you know, but let's say he hadn't explained it to me. You know, like, what's the guy's problem? You know, can you just, I can't hear, every single day, I look at the guy here, so three times, you just, you know, can you, like the guy behind me just had a big argument with the, I couldn't hear what the guy said. You know, he can talk louder. I know he can talk louder. Just do it. How do I know he can talk louder? Because I know all of his kids. They all are quite loud. His name is Raya Burnham. Ozzy's father. Yeah. You'll never hear him talk loud. Libby Burnham, I mean, that's all, you know, through the roof, you know. Ozzy Burnham, through the roof. Ozzy Burnham, through the roof, you know, like, you know. Ozzy Burnham, quiet, no, quiet. He said, yeah, that's what he told me. He said, yeah, I don't know if he did or he didn't, you know, but that's what he said, you know. But I'm telling you, people used to get frustrated with him.
I always wondered about that, actually.
You know him?
Yeah, I know him.
So people used to get frustrated with him. So the answer is, that's what the guy says. I have my needs. And I need to do this. What do you think about me? I don't care what you think about me. There's not a popularity contest over here in this world. But if, I don't know, he would have a temper problem. He would not do what he needs to do. Because what people think about him, so he's saying, Russian, listen, I know you're important, but the people's opinion is more important than that. You know, so in your face. It's sure to get going. Right? So, you know, each person has to be honest, you know, and attack and work on, you know, it's, if you have, you need therapy, get therapy. But saying, but you know, but once we straighten you out, when you come normal, that's your being. That's not therapy. That's Musar. You know. Okay. Sure.